Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay. And today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of the news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by our award-winning worldwide journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
All right, Christy, let's do it. What are today's top solutions?
We're going to start with this one about one of my favorite toys, Lego. To make its iconic plastic building bricks 100% sustainable by 2030. This is in our business and environment categories. Despite the world's increasing aversion towards plastic these days, because of its harmful impact on the environment, Danish toy maker Lego, famous for its multicolored plastic building bricks, remains a raging success. Even so, the company has recently vowed to make all of its iconic bricks 100% sustainable by 2030. The plan is not to abandon plastic, but rather to improve the materials it uses, which poses a technical challenge, as Lego wants to ensure that the new pieces have the same physical properties as the old ones: strength, color fastness, and sticking power, in order to remain compatible with the older pieces. Lego encourages customers to hand down their bricks to younger generations. The company estimates that 96% of consumers either hold on to the Lego kits or pass them on, stressing the distinction between Lego's bricks and single-use plastics. What's more, as a part of its broader sustainability strategy, Lego is also working to improve its packaging, reducing the amount of plastic bags separating pieces and slashing the size of its boxes to reduce transport volumes. In 2014, the toy manufacturer vowed to reduce its carbon footprint, partnering with the environmental group World Wildlife Foundation, or WWF, and has eventually managed to rely solely on renewable energy sources since 2017. Through its new pledge and its overall commitment to sustainability, Lego sets an exemplary model for other companies in the industry and beyond to look up to.
I love that. I love Legos, except for I hate stepping on Legos in the middle of the night.
I know.
We have wooden blocks at home for Brennan, my friend's custom-made beautiful little wooden blocks. And stepping on those in the middle of the night is about 10 times worse than a Lego. So anyway, go Lego. I love passed down toys. I love hand-me-downs. I love, love, love that story. Our next story is in the design category on the Optimist Daily. The 1970s invention revolutionized women's athletics, the sports bra. In honor of this past weekend's International Women's Day, we are sharing a lesser-known story of innovation that revolutionized female athletics. If you wander into the women's clothing aisle of an athletic store today, you'll likely find dozens of varieties of sports bras in different styles and colors. But when Lisa Lindell took up running in the 1970s, there was no such option for women in sports. Together with her sister Victoria, costume designer Polly Smith, and Smith's assistant Hinda Miller, Linda invented the jog bra, the first sports bra. The initial prototype came from an experiment with a jock strap. After humorously placing one on her chest, Lindell realized the male accessory could be the basis for a female adaptation. She bought two, crossed them across her chest, and the first sports bra was created. In 1978, they filed a patent for their creation, made 60 dozen bras, and began approaching retailers. They specifically targeted sporting goods stores, not retail stores. They were the only women-owned sports equipment company in the market, and they convinced stores to stock their product by placing it in black boxes and creating it in conventional small, medium, and large sizes. By the end of their first year, the women had made 500,000 in sales. By 1990, the market was saturated with competitors creating products for women on the move. Jog Bra sold to Playtex, but Miller stayed on as the division's CEO until 1997. Today, the sports bra is a commonplace item in most women's closets. I know I have like 30. But when it was created, it unknowingly represented access to a higher level of athletics for women, and together with Title IX, it propelled women toward equality and empowerment in sports.
I gotta say, I don't think I would be able to do almost anything if I wasn't wearing my sports bra that was physical. So I love my sports bras, and I sometimes wear them because they're more comfortable than most of my other bras. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, our next solution is in our lifestyle category. Its headline is Why You Should Indulge in Your Non-Productive Hobby This Week. A work culture of competition and bonuses, along with side jobs in the gig economy, has the modern employee working more than ever. Although some companies are adopting four-day work weeks to promote quality over quantity in the office, and efficiency, by the way, most employees experience burnout at some points in their careers. This is why author Celeste Headley advocates for picking up a hobby with no productive purpose to boost your mental and physical health. Our contemporary culture emphasizes the false idea that the more you work, the better person you are. In reality, some of the most successful people in history worked only a few hours a day, and the quality, rather than the volume, of your work is what defines success. To combat this attitude, Headley advocates for picking up a hobby with no traditionally productive purpose. This can be gardening, baking, reading, hiking, anything you want. Taking the time to simply relax and enjoy yourself for the sake of your own well-being will help foster more creativity and fulfillment in your life and in your career. Taking time to rest and explore something that brings you joy will make you a more effective team member during the time that you do spend in the office, or for the time you do spend with your family and friends. So what are you waiting for? This week, get your hands dirty, bake some bread, knit a hat, take a yoga class, take time to dive deeper into a hobby that you've been putting off for fear that it would take time away from your productive life.
You know, you hear over and over, you should make that a side hustle, or, you should sell those on Etsy. And I love this story because it reminds us that our passions and our hobbies don't have to be a side hustle. We can actually just have fun.
And that's the balance that we all really need to encourage in our lives.
So my favorite way to spend time and have fun is actually hiking. I am a huge hiking person. So this next story in business is one that I love. It is about a company that's based here in Ventura County, which is near where the Optimus Daily offices are. Patagonia will teach its customers how to prolong the life of their garments. Patagonia sets the bar high when it comes to making clothes last as long as possible. But the outdoor gear retailer not only resells its own used clothes through its worn wear program, but also hosts repair events around the world where people can bring in their favorite Patagonia items to get them fixed by professionals. Now, as the company is taking its reduce, reuse, repair approach even one step further by helping its customers care for their Patagonia gear themselves, it has partnered with the online repair experts iFixit to offer a series of online sewing tutorials that will help people make basic repairs. Patagonia has also published a lengthy product care guide on iFixit that includes detailed instructions for laundering rain jackets, reapplying waterproof coatings, removing stains, and caring for a wide range of fabrics and materials that the company uses. While online sewing tutorials are not hard to come by, there's something refreshing about an actual brand embracing the concept and encouraging them to extend the lifespan of their own products.
I love this because who really needs to buy more stuff when you have perfectly good stuff that just has a little rip or something? And I wish they would do this more with electronics. And this is the whole right to repair movement, which I'm a huge proponent of.
Yeah, me too. My Samsung phone is phasing out, and I honestly think it's because they just released the 20 and I have a 9. They're like, all right, we'll just let you go.
Yeah, they got it. So Samsung and Apple have to take a page out of Patagonia's book.
Yeah.
And speaking of meeting climate goals, the Netherlands is doubling its 2020 green subsidies to meet its climate goals. And this is in our environment category. So let's start with the bad news. The Netherlands is struggling to meet its obligations under the Kyoto Protocol to cut greenhouse gas emissions to 25% below 1990 levels by the end of this year. But here's the good news. The Dutch government is actually taking this seriously. This week, the government announced it would double the amount of money available under its renewable energy subsidy program to 4 billion euros. That's $4.45 billion in 2020, from a previously planned 2 billion euros. In a letter to Parliament, Economic Affairs Minister Erik Wiebes said the extra money was intended to help the country meet its promise to cut carbon dioxide emissions. Separately, the government introduced a new 4,000 euro subsidy for buyers of new electric cars. The Netherlands is among Europe's worst performers on environmental measures, and it is forecast to generate just 11.4% of its energy from renewable sources this year. That number should rise rapidly over the next decade as major offshore wind products and numerous smaller solar projects come online.
So moving in the right direction. Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month and support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Let's do it, Summers.
All right, Christy. Have a great day, everybody.